essentially eat freely. O Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, vouchsafe to cooperate with us, who bless this fire in thy name, and that of thy only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and God, and of the Holy Ghost. Help us against the fiery darts of the enemy, and illumine us with thy heavenly grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That is the third blessing prayer of the Easter fire. That blessing of the Easter fire, like so much of the ceremonies of Holy Week, it is a very ancient ceremony that took place. In 433 AD, in fact, St. Patrick, now a new missionary to Ireland, he was preparing himself to offer the Easter Vigil and to bless the sacred fire. And as he was going about his business to do so, he picked a spot that he thought would be proper and good for this great ceremony. He decided to take, it would take place upon a tall hill, the hill of Slane. And there was only one problem with his plan. That same day, as was to be the Easter Vigil, just so happened by chance to also be a great pagan festival, which was to be headed by and to be the celebration of the primary chieftain of Ireland for his sake on a hill named Tara. Now, these two hills were not next to each other. They were indeed actually 10 miles apart from each other. But this powerful chieftain, he wasn't merely the head of a clan, but was recognized as the premier, most powerful head of clans in all of Ireland. And so he decreed for this feast of pagan worship that there would not be any fire lit in the entirety of the island of Ireland. And he said that when they light their fire that night, the pagans, it is to be the first and only fire to burn. And that anybody who dare to defy him and to light so much as a candle, they shall be punished by death. Well, word spread of this command, and it reached St. Patrick. Yet he didn't let it slow him down in the least. He never hesitated. Instead, when the time came to begin the vigil ceremony, he lit the holy fire and he built it up nice and large, and he blessed it, and it could be seen all around in the darkness, even from the hill of Tara 10 miles away. Clearly there was a flame burning first on top of Slane. The emperor, the chieftain, the king, being furious, exclaimed, "If we do not extinguish that flame now, it will soon sweep all over Ireland." And so he banded up a large group of soldiers with him. And they took up arms, and they began their march across the fields from one hill to the other, making their way towards Slane as Patrick continued along with the prayers of the vigil ceremony. And as the men approached, Patrick could see them coming as the ground around them was lower and flatter. And when he realized what they were coming to do, there was no panic in St. Patrick at all. Instead, he rose up calmly lifted his eyes up to heaven. And then, as they drew near, very close to finally apprehending him, as only an Irishman could, he looked to heaven and he called down a curse upon his pursuers. Loud and clear, the king could hear the holy man speak. He said, "May God come up to scatter his enemies, and may those who hate him flee from his face." At those words, a large portion of the king's soldiers fell dead on the spot. It is said 7 times 7 was the number given. And with that, the remaining few began to panic and scatter. And the king was terrified at seeing his little band of armed men lay flat simply by an invocation of a bearded man on a hill. And with that fear, the king realized that the God of Patrick was a powerful one, and one to which he must respect. And so slowly the king rose up from his prone position on the ground and approached the holy bishop and fell down upon a knee before him. From that day forward, he promised to protect Patrick from anybody who wished to do him harm, and that he would ensure that the Catholic faith was guarded in the land and looked upon with favor amongst the people. Huge numbers of the clans nearby began to hear of the miracle that was worked by St. Patrick, and a large number of them converted to the true faith. The king was right. The holy flame began to sweep over the whole of Ireland, the light of Christ, and it shone brightly. Today, our world, we find it dark yet again. Paganism reigns supreme. Angry hordes want to descend upon anybody upholding the truth. But as it was with St. Patrick, the light of Christ stands ready to enlighten souls. This is what we do with the blessing of the new fire to symbolize that reality. This is the whole purpose of Easter. Christ comes to the dark world to redeem mankind. Those who are lost are meant to be found. They are meant to be saved. They are meant to be enlightened with the truth. But it takes those with strong faith to stand up and to present the light. It requires us, each of us, to be bold, to stand firmly and confidently with our Savior, to not fear, to look directly into that darkness and stare back at its angry hordes, and to shine light upon them all. Why should we hesitate? Why should we fear? Why should we cower? Is it not the same God that Patrick called upon so many centuries before? Of course it is. It is the same God, and his power has not waned. It is the same God, and his desire for souls has not lessened. It is the same God whose truth has not changed. And it is the same God whose providential hand still guides in this world. We have the light of truth. Do not hide it under the bushel. Let it boldly shine forth. Carry it with you everywhere. Let it burn brightly and intensely in your hearts. Let it be intimately part of you, consuming you, so that everywhere you perceive darkness, it may no longer linger there. That with the light of Christ, the truth that is eternal, that we walk about this world, and we fear not the shadows, or the hordes, or the naysayers, or the persecutors. But rather we stand tall, and we remember the cry of Lumen Christi, and we realize that when we stand by truth and by God, we stand by goodness and we stand by redemption. And there are hope for souls who have yet to see the light. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.